This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
I'm Christina Partsinevelis, and this is your CNBC Tech Check briefing. Amazon has abandoned plans to display import charges on certain ultra-discount items sold through its platform. The retail giant stated the proposal, quote, was never approved and not going to happen. This reversal follows criticism from the White House, which responded after reports emerged suggesting Amazon would soon begin showing import charges alongside some products. Meta Platforms is launching a standalone artificial intelligence app and taking on ChatGPT maker OpenAI as the AI race intensifies. The new AI assistant offering will run on Meta's Llama AI model, the company said just on Tuesday. It includes a discover feed that shows how others are interacting with the tool and offer prompts. Meta's debut of a standalone Meta AI app follows similar efforts by Google and Elon Musk's xAI. Those two companies recently released individual apps for their respective digital assistants, Gemini and Grok. And Uber on Monday informed employees, including some who had been previously approved for remote work, that it will require them to come back to the office more frequently. Starting in June, employees will be required in the office 3 days a week, up from two. The changes come as more companies in the tech industry cut costs to appease investors after overhiring during the COVID-19 pandemic. That's your CNBC Tech Check briefing for today. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business. With leading networking and connectivity, advanced cybersecurity, and expert partnership, Comcast Business helps turn today's enterprises into engines of modern business. Powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.